Now it's time for the Southern Cross.
Today in Southern Cross, I am speaking to AUT Pacific Media Centre's reporter Rahul Bhattarai, as normal. Today our topics include the iconic, internationally acclaimed human rights film on Paga Hill, which was banned from a Papua New Guinea festival. And we also are going to talk about O'Neill's replies on 40 Maserati purchases. So to start off with, Rahul, the opposition, an internationally acclaimed film about the people of Paga Hill, was banned from the Papua New Guinea Human Rights Festival. Can you tell us why this movie was so controversial to Papua New Guinea?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Look,
Now,
this movie is so controversial because it exposes the displacement and mistreatment of people in that part. So what's happening is that about 3,000 people living in Paga region, they've been there for like third or fourth generations. Now, government along with the corporations, they are sort of displacing those people in order to build fancy, very wealthy buildings in that place. And also, by banning this movie, this is also a violation of free speech in PNG, because the PNG's constitution does allow the right of freedom of speech and freedom of press is provided for under section 46 of the PNG's constitution. That is sort of basically illegal demolitions of the people's homes who've been living there for three or four generations, and there were 3,000 people and they have nowhere to go.
What is happening? Can you tell us a little bit more about what's happening to the people there?
Oh, people have nowhere to go and they're living on tents. So they're basically living on tents right now. They are sort of displaced all over the place.
Got nowhere to live.
Supreme Court did rule it for the favor of people, but again, a few months later, the private corporations, they went there with the diggers and started excavating the area again by moving people. So, that's the violation of human rights, and also banning the movie is violation of freedom of speech and so forth. So that's that is the reason why it's so controversial, and I think PNG government has banned it, try to stop people from talking about it, especially when there's an epic summit next month where 21 head of the states from all over the world is going to be there, including New Zealand as well.
Oh, wow. So should we move on to the next question?
Absolutely, yes.
Papua New Guinea is set to host the 2018 APEC Summit next month, which will be attended by statesmen from 21 different countries, including Australia, China, United States, and, of course, New Zealand. In the midst of such a high-profile summit, a former Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea has alleged current Prime Minister Peter O'Neill and his government as corrupt. Why is Peter O'Neill facing such allegations?
Now, the reason people aren't happy with Peter O'Neill is because the amount of money he has spent in purchasing those 40 Maseratis. Although those 40 Maseratis were purchased
Why did he purchase 40 Maseratis?
Oh, because they are having an epic summit next month, and in order to take guests or the head of the states from one place to another, and he purchased 40 of them. And for those Maseratis, it cost about 17.5 million New Zealand dollars.
My goodness.
Which is about 40 million kina, that's a PNG currency.
Yeah.
And, Mr. Brian Kramer, who is a very well-known investigative journalist, has alleged that those Maseratis came through from Sri Lanka as a backdoor of some sort, yeah.
So they came in, illegally?
Yes, that's the idea. That's what's been alleged, yeah.
Yeah. Is there any particular reason that they chose such a flash car? Or could they have not gone for something less, expensive and illegal?
The defense that was put forward by Peter O'Neill is because Vietnam did it, Philippines did it. I think it was Malaysia who did it as well.
So a few other countries did
it, and it was just follow suit, and it's the trend maybe. I think that's what's been happening.
Oh my goodness. So what has been the response of Peter O'Neill?
Yeah, that's what he said. It's everybody did it. Why can't we do it? But people are particularly unhappy because PNG is not as rich as Vietnam. or even Philippines has a lot of enormous amount of resources for them to sort of spend.
Well, but they don't have the money to be,
PNG does not have the money to be flash, especially when there is a massive polio epidemic that's going on in PNG at the moment. Why spend money in Maseratis when you could use that money towards welfare of the people who are actually suffering and struggling? So that is why O'Neill has been people aren't happy with him.
Now, have you got anything else to say on that point? Or are you...
Oh, no, we can move on.
You're good? So, we were supposed to have another guest from Pacific Media Centre today, but she unfortunately hasn't been able to be here. But where can we find information on these stories?
So all the stories that I have spoken today is up on asiapacificreport.nz and also pacificmedia.at.nz. If you go there, you will see all the reports that we have in terms of Epic Summit and everything.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Rahul.
No worries.
That was the Southern Cross.